Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The WBEN All Local.
All Local.
A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski. Snow falling overnight in many parts of Western New York that lifted their on-street winter parking bans weeks ago. So, did they switch it back? Or let it go. WBEN's Tom Puckett is here with more.
Despite snow forecast this past weekend, the overnight winter parking ban is not being reinstated in North Tonawanda.
We have no intentions of putting it back in place. Generally, if you follow our rules, parking bans start November 1st to April 1st, but you know, at our discretion, if we think the weather is doing okay, we'll lift it or even postpone it.
Mayor Austin Tylek says he wants to avoid confusion, so if snow is on the street, you're asked to move your car to your driveway to help plow crews out. Cheektowaga's overnight parking ban was lifted early as well. Supervisor Brian Nowak also will not put that back in place.
We're already getting to that place where we would have lifted it before the official end, so this could may well be the last, you know, snowfall of the year. We don't see any need to put a ban back in place.
How much talk has there been to moving the end of the overnight parking ban in winter sooner? Hear their thoughts online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right. They're in an interesting predicament, but I think they're basically saying use common sense, right?
Yeah. If it's snowing, trying to keep the car off the roads because the salt trucks, everything. I mean, you saw them out there last night. They're coming through.
It's crazy. A Genesee County Sheriff Sergeant has died in the line of duty after a Saturday night incident at Batavia Downs. Sergeant Thomas Sanfratello, a 32-year veteran of the force, was escorting out two patrons who started to attack him. Sanfratello became unresponsive during the fight and was pronounced dead after life-saving efforts were used on him. The two people who were being taken out of the facility have been arrested. 33-year-old Michael Elmore charged with one felony count of aggravated manslaughter, aggravated assault on a police officer, and burglary. 39-year-old Lindsay Jean Wilcox charged with burglary and attempted assault.
WBEN News Time now 5:06. Well, both President Trump and President Biden expected to clinch their party's nomination Tuesday with tomorrow's primaries in more states. Ike Ajachi recaps dueling weekend campaign rallies.
President Biden and Donald Trump both visiting the battleground state of Georgia on Saturday, taking aim at one another.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are trying to take our freedoms away.
You're destroying our country, Joe.
The latest ABC News Ipsos poll finds Americans are split, with 33% saying they trust President Biden to do a better job leading the U.S., while 36% say Donald Trump, and another 30% say neither. The poll also found just 33% of Americans have a favorable impression of Biden, compared to 29% for Trump.
Ike Ajachi with the latest numbers as we get ready for another primary.
Here at home, some concern growing around Canalside's big construction project. WBEN's Brayton Wilson explains.
Development along Canalside was finally starting to take shape last year on a pair of six-story buildings that would bring 61 apartment complexes and other commercial spaces to downtown Buffalo. The hope from developers for each tower was a target date for substantial completion sometime this June or July. However, activity around the project has essentially gone quiet after financing has fallen through, thus requiring developers to find a new construction lender.
What I hear is that there are financial issues with supplies, the cost of labor. Coming out of the pandemic, cost of everything is up in just about every industry. I know that the developers are looking for another $4 million. They've been talking to the state and other entities about moving the project forward, completing the project, but it will require more resources.
That's Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. The hope for substantial completion for the project downtown at this time is sometime in 2025. However, if work continues to remain substantially slow or activity becomes non-existent on site over the coming weeks, Mayor Brown is concerned about the project site becoming a blight on Canalside, thus deterring people from taking in all the area has to offer.
We have heard from other entities in that immediate area that want to see the site clean, that want to see the site well maintained. Those concerns are brought to the attention of the city, and when we hear them from other entities that are located in the Canalside area, we reach out to the developers to clean, maintain the site, and to talk to their neighbors in that immediate area to make sure that people understand what's going on.
WBEN reached out to the development group Sinatra and Company Real Estate for further comment and received no response. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right, Brayton, thank you for that. Well, the Oscars last night, Oppenheimer walking away as the big winner.
The men of Oppenheimer scored big. Christopher Nolan winning Best Director, Cillian Murphy winning Best Actor, Robert Downey Jr. Best Supporting Actor.
I'd like to thank my terrible childhood.
All three getting their first Oscars. Oppenheimer with a leading seven wins on the night, including Best Picture. Emma Stone winning Best Actress for Poor Things, her second Best Actress win. And the holdover star, Davine Joy Randolph, winning Best Supporting Actress, her first nomination and first win.
I pray to God that I get to do this more than once.
Backstage at the Oscars, Jason Nathan. And ABC News, Hollywood.
Okay, big winner in Oppenheimer over there. Emma Stone with two best actresses. Is that, that's like, me, who has not really seen her in anything since Superbad, like that's kind of crazy. Like here's this teen comedy and the lady and it's winning best actress, you know,
twice.
10 years later, double time best actress winner. But congratulations to all the winners.
Yeah, Oppenheimer I've still yet to see.
You haven't seen it yet?
Haven't seen it
yet. It's
on
streaming right now.
Okay.
I tried to convince my wife over the weekend, like, hey, we could start the movie. She's like, no.
It was a quick turn down. 3 hours is just...
Yeah, it's a long time to commit to anything.
Eventually, one of these days I'll catch it.
But it's like, what do people say? You know, like, oh, a three-hour movie, I can't do that. Meanwhile, they'll sit down and watch 10 straight episodes of, you know, whatever, TV for 11 hours.
I know.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for sunshine mixing in with clouds this afternoon. Breezy and cool. We'll see highs in the low 40s. West winds from 10 to 20 miles an hour. Clouds increase tonight. Breezy and chilly. Overnight lows in the mid-30s. Plenty of sunshine. Milder tomorrow. We'll see highs popping into the mid-50s. Mostly sunny on Wednesday and warmer. Top temperatures in the mid-60s. Rain showers move in for Thursday with warm highs in the low 60s. With the exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Mary Beth Roble.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Blue Apron. apron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining us on the line this morning, we're talking more about assessments in the town of Amherst. David Morano is a former Amherst town assessor, is joining us live now on WBEN with a look at, well, what exactly it all means. Hey, David, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. I know you talked with David earlier or a little bit later last week about this same issue. And really, I think at the core of the issue for so many people is it's hard to wrap your head around. It's hard to understand from the why does a town do this in the first place to a how does it impact my tax bill? All these kind of questions and confusion. I'm sure you dealt with the same thing when you were in the position.
I did. Good morning, Brian and Susan. Hope you're having a great day today. Yeah, I certainly did. And you know, the why a town does it is the assessor's job is to create equity. He wants to make sure that everyone is paying their fair share of taxes. The assessor doesn't determine the tax levy. That's done by the town board, the school board, the village board, the county. The assessor's job in New York State tax law says you pay your share of taxes, based on the market value of your home and the market value of all real estate, homes, businesses, vacant land, whatever it may be. And if you're not updating assessments periodically, every 4 to 6 years at least, some people are paying more than their fair share. Some people are not paying enough of their fair share because real estate changes differently. Vacant land may change differently than residential properties. On the commercial side, apartments are growing at a faster rate than office space. And with using just the state equalization rate, it's making an assumption that everything is changing at exactly the same rate, and that's not the case. So the towns that are doing frequent assessments in Amherst and Clarence and Cheektowaga and what have you are doing the right thing for their property owners. They are not controlling, the assessor is not controlling the taxes. The town board sets a budget. From the budget comes revenue. What is left is the tax levy, and that is the pie. We call it the tax levy pie, and the job of the assessor is to fairly split that pie.
Well, from the outside looking in, there is assessment confusion right now in the town.
There certainly is,
and
yes.
It also comes after that 11.4% tax increase that was approved. As an advisor, maybe, what would you suggest the town do to help the situation?
Well, I think the town is doing a lot of the right things, you know, and I know the people who are within the assessor's office, they are incredibly high quality, educated, well-trained people. The 11.4% tax increase is really an apples and oranges to the recent assessment. That tax increase was done on the bill that folks just paid by February 15th. That was based on the old assessments. Now, I understand people have issues with that, the amount of the increase I can't speak to, but the new reassessment is about making sure that within the new tax levy, the levy that the town will put in place by the end of this year, the end of 2024, to make sure that that new levy is fairly distributed. And it is, I understand the confusion of the back-to-back issues, but it is really two unrelated things. Unfortunately, New York State does not mandate reassessments. They're one of the three states in the country that do not. So the communities that do it, which are doing the right thing, take some heat because the misconception is new assessments, higher taxes. Furthest thing from the truth. And, you know, and the best example of that is in this recent tax increase. The assessment from 2023 to 2024, or from 2022 to 2023, didn't change for most people, yet their taxes went up because the town, for whatever their reason may have been, had increased their tax levy. Look at a community like Hamburg that hasn't done a reval in probably 30 years. I guarantee you that every year their taxes have gone up because the tax levy of the town of Hamburg, the Frontier School District, the Hamburg School District has increased. So it really is two unrelated issues. It's a message that assessors try to communicate all the time. It is difficult to understand. Sadly, some people don't want to understand. They just want to think that a reassessment is to raise taxes. and that is not in any way, shape, or form the truth.
Is there a penalty for not being at 100% assessed value?
No, unfortunately, there isn't, Brian. You know, the state highly recommends it. If you go back about 15 years ago, the state actually had a very lucrative financial plan that would assist towns in doing it. The state has walked away from that. The benefit of it is that you're making sure everybody's paying their fair share. I mean, a good example is if you're a commercial property owner and you own office space in the town of Hamburg, that value probably has decreased, yet the equalization rate that the state says it's increased. So those folks are probably paying too much in taxes, yet apartment owners there, where their values have increased significantly, are under tax, and the whole goal is to make sure that everyone is paying their fair share. I always use the example, the tax levy is the pie. My job is to make sure you get your slice of the pie, your fair slice of the pie, but I don't control the size of the pie.
You know, the other thing too, David, that may possibly lead to all this confusion is because those notices contained a hypothetical estimate of taxes.
Yeah.
I think, wouldn't people feel better if they knew this is what your tax will be?
Well, there's always been a battle with a lot of assessors, myself included, when I was an assessor. We don't like to put that hypothetical tax number in there because that's exactly what it is, Susan. It's a hypothetical estimate. In a town, for the model that we use to create that notice only allows us to put the town tax rate, the county tax rate, and the school tax rate. But in a town, for example, like Amherst, there are many special districts, fire district, lighting district, water district, taxes on your tax bill that are related to usage, unrelated to your assessment, like your sewer bills are sometimes based on water usage. So it is giving a hypothetical look. It is an estimate, but it's hard really for us. You know, if I had my choice, I wouldn't even put that on those notices because I want people to focus on the market value that I say, hey, your house is worth $300,000. Do you think it is? You know, maybe you've had a recent home equity with a new appraisal that shows it's $275,000. Those are the folks I want to hear from, not because of their tax bill. And I understand taxes are very important to people. But as the assessor, the only thing I control is the market value. And if that's wrong, you should certainly reach out to the assessor. If you think it's wrong, say, hey, I don't think I'm worth that much. Or, Mr. Assessor, Mrs. Assessor, how did you get to that value? And those are the kind of questions that are answered during the informal process. That hypothetical estimate is exactly that, but it leads to a lot of confusion. And I wish I never had to put it on there, but unfortunately, the state requires that when your equalization rate, I believe the number is less than 85%, which Amherst was and many are, you have to put that on there. It leads to a lot of confusion, and I wish it wasn't there, quite frankly.
You know, David, you said a couple of times, and I think people kind of understand the concept a little bit of you reassess, then everybody pays their fair share in taxes based on their assessed value. But I've kind of been of the mind, well, if you bought your house whenever and you plan on staying at your house, you're not looking to sell your house immediately. Your assessed value is just, it's kind of a number that's out there. It doesn't have a ton of impact on you. Should assessment be tied to the home purchase? And every time a home is purchased, it can just be reassessed at that value and then leave it there for eternity until the next time it's sold?
Here's the issue. You know, some states do that. And I can't give you a specific example. Some states will base it on that kind of information, base it on even things that are totally unrelated to market value. Unfortunately, in New York State, you pay your taxes based on the market value of your home. One of the downsides of doing it just on sale prices that would come out is certainly when you do a reassessment in the year or two around there, those sale prices play a big part in your assessed value because the best measurement of market value is a recent, we call arm's length, or sale not under duress of property. If you were just to do it on sales, the argument, like I can't, as an assessor, we can't do that if we're not doing a reassessment because it's called selective assessment. And the problem is you'd have people, I think, saying, well, just because I bought the house, now I'm paying more. And my neighbor who lives next door, whose house has probably increased in value, isn't. So there would be, you know, if the state were to create some legislation to change the entire process, which I don't see happening in my lifetime, but it shouldn't happen. It probably should. Unfortunately, we have to base it on market value, and we can't just do it on those sales because it would create an unfair burden for those who recently bought a house. And that's the reason why it's not done. I wish New York State would mandate reassessments on a periodic time frame, every 3 to 5 years. And this way, when a community does it, it doesn't create some of the concern and upheaval that it does, because then this way we would have a system that all communities throughout New York State are doing. And I think that's what leads to a lot of the concerns that happen with these projects.
Wow. Thanks for helping us out with this discussion and helping us understand it better, David.
Well, thanks for the weather and traffic. As a former person before retirement, your station was very important to my commute.
Well, hey, appreciate that we could be there. And David Morano, former Amherst Town Assessor, joining us this morning. And thank you to him.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.